KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us this morning, we have Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Carla Wilton. Good morning, Carla.
Morning, John. How you doing?
All right.
Or afternoon, I think it is,
you know,
right?
I believe it is now. I get confused about that. It's always
right?
Morning to me because it seems like that's when I'm always around.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, okay, you are the honcho. So
you get
to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, good. Things are going well at Emmanuel. We're excited about this new year and what's ahead for us, and I think today we're going to talk about setting some goals and maybe hopefully accomplishing some too. So
okay, well, I guess the first thing we have to do is set a goal. Now, why do you think so many goals just don't even get accomplished?
Isn't that crazy? Like, we were so motivated at the beginning of the year, or the beginning of a new project or whatever. I want to buy a new house. I want to get a degree. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to, save $1,000. I mean, there's all these, we get real motivated, and then life happens.
Yeah.
Right. And we just kind of, lots of other priorities, get in the way. And I don't know about you, but then, I'll set these, especially work goals, right? We set them at the beginning of the year, and then it's time for my evaluation, right? And I pull mm-hmm. those out. I haven't looked at them for 11 months, since I set them, and it's like, dang. Then you try to hurry, and most goals can't be accomplished in a couple of weeks. Yeah. We do set lofty goals. And so, yeah, I think we just don't have strategies in place to figure out how. We're good setting goals. We're not good implementing them or figuring out how to get from here to there. There's a lot of yeah. space in between the setting and the accomplishing that's hard, I think. Yeah.
My favorite rabbi, Alan Setcher, always says, people plan, God laughs.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think we've done some we did a caregiving series, right, where we talked about making plans and goals,
sure.
but being flexible because stuff happens,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
When I worked at the network, the CEO of the network, Glenn Jones, very, very much a Renaissance man, and he used to say, you got to be flexible.
Yes.
Says, when our company's going down this road, if we make a sudden left turn and you keep on going on straight, we're not going to be able to continue to work together.
Right.
You've got to be able to make that turn with
mm-hmm.
us. And I think that's probably true when it comes to goal setting and things like that. They've got to be, they've got to be attainable.
Yeah.
But you got to have the flexibility to modify.
Yeah, you have to be nimble, right? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, when we talk about strategies, I think we'll address some of that as well, yeah.
So we're going to talk about strategies?
We are.
Let's do it next.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And our guest is Carla Wilton. She's pretty much in charge of all of the operations now in Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. I have to tell you, I visited the Retreat at Buffalo Hill just a couple of weekends ago. George Ostrom is there.
Right.
And impressive. That's the only word I can possibly use. Impressive. It's everything about it is impressive.
Yeah, that's a pretty special place. Great group of folks, experts in their field, very compassionate. And the space is beautiful. It was built, really dreamed about and built to be a resort, a retreat where people could come and heal and go home. So they work hard when they're there, but the goal is to get them back into the community and back into their home. So yeah, we're proud of that place, and they do good stuff.
Robin went up to see George, and he said, "I know that I know that that physical therapist guy is going to come back here again for a third time today.
Yes. Yep. Yep. They have to work hard so they can get better and go home for sure. Right. Yep. Yep. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Let's talk. Let's get back to goal setting once again. And let's talk about the strategies that you've learned to be successful in reaching goals.
Yeah. A few years ago, you know, we've had some big projects in the last few years. And a few years ago, I was really kind of trying to figure out how to get our team from, you know, point A to point B, because we had had some of those years where we'd set goals and then, you know, the year happened and, but we didn't have choices now because, you know, we're building new buildings, we're hiring lots of new staff, we have new programs. And so what we started doing is we, every year, just like everyone else, we set our annual goals. But then we divide those into quarterly or 90 day, doable segments. And, you know, so you take your big goal and then you think, what can I reasonably accomplish in the next 90 days? We also, though, check in weekly. So we have all the departments, all the department leaders with their 90-day goals. And this every Wednesday morning we meet and we do a check-in and have to give a percentage to that goal. So there's that accountability. So it's kind of twofold, right? It's like, What can I reasonably accomplish in 90 days? And then I know that people that care about me and have my back are going to check in with me every week to see how I'm doing, and I have to give it a percentage. What's also great about that process is that sometimes, you know, we're going pretty good, and then we get stuck at 50% or whatever. We just can't get by that. And then so there's this group of really smart people around the table to discuss, you know, why this roadblock or, you know, how can we problem solve? So it also becomes a team of professionals that can kind of help each other to get over some of the things that stop us up when we're trying to do it by ourselves, right? We get stuck and then we don't know how to move on.
Well, the other thing is sometimes these goals become complex because they're not just your goals, but they're also have to be interfaced in with the goals of your teammates.
Yeah.
And if someone on the team is having trouble getting past their percentage point, mm-hmm. that stops you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's so dependent, interdependent. And I think, you know, our personal lives too, sometimes, yeah, we set these goals that are so big and lofty and don't share them with anyone else. And then we get stuck and, you know, so I think it's helped for me and my kids. And, you know, I think to just really sort of try to break things into manageable. And it's okay then if it takes 5 years, it's, you know, fun to look back and see that you've made, mm-hmm. you know, some successful steps along the way towards this bigger, loftier goal.
One of the things I discovered in it just seems like my everlasting challenge to keep the weight off.
Yes, all amen.
Right? Yeah. And I, you know, I decided a few years ago, stop saying I want to weigh this much. What I started saying is I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
I want to feel good. I want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to move the way I want to move. I
right.
want to be able to do the things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if I will, you know, if I will eat properly, if mm-hmm. I will exercise properly, if I will live a healthier life, I will attain that goal.
Right.
So I don't have to set that as a goal anymore. I can just set the goal of mm-hmm. living better.
Right. And it's a meal by meal choice, right?
I mean, it almost gets to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I think, you know, then it becomes a lifestyle instead mm-hmm. of, yeah, this number out there, right, yeah. that is hard to attain. Yeah.
Is it possible to turn a goal into a lifelong habit?
Don't they say to develop a habit, you have to hear it or do it. It's like a lot of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 19 or 29 or, I mean,
so
yeah, I think obviously the more you do something, it's consistency. John Maxwell, you know, kind of a leadership guru, says that he does for his whole adult life, so for 60 years or whatever, he's done the same 5 things every day. He reads every day. He writes every day. He files every day. I don't know what all 5. And somebody asked him on Christmas, yes, on Christmas. On your birthday, yes, on my birthday. On Sundays, yes, on Sundays. So, you know, I think to develop any habit, it's about consistency, right? And not taking a break or not taking a day off. It's really just doing it all the time, every day.
Wow. Maybe that's where I fall down.
Yeah, me too.
Take a day off on my birthday and I never quite get back
right,
to it.
Treat yourself. I've been so good. Now I need, I hear that.
Carla Wilton's our guest, and we're talking about goals for the year 2020 and perhaps even beyond that. Some of the successes we've experienced, we'll talk about those after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
We have the Chief Operating Officer of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Carla Wilton, with us, and we've been talking about goals, and I think it's appropriate that we talk with you about that, because that's one of your functions, is to set goals for the entire organization, then help your folks meet those goals.
Yeah, it takes a village, you know, and an organization that size. We have over 300 folks that live on our campus and over 300 staff, so it's no one person can move the beast, right? It it takes a village. So,
yeah, it sure does. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the successes.
Yeah, I think, you know, I learned some of these strategies the hard way. Like I said, you know, I would set goals, our team would set goals, and then we'd sort of look up at the end of the year and had been, you know, done some stuff, but not necessarily in line with the goals that we had set at the beginning of the year. And so in 2015, you know, we were starting to design and sell the villas. We were going to open the lodge, which is our memory support that we'd never done assisted living memory support before. We were, you know, building a couple other dining venues. I mean, we were about doubling our square footage. We probably had double the staff, adding programs. So, I mean, it's one thing to build beautiful buildings, but you got to program and staff and, you know, have policies. I mean, there's a lot that goes to opening up those spaces successfully. And so as I was, you know, trying to think about how we're going to get there, I came across, you know, some ideas, this idea about setting 90-day goals. And so we started in 2015 doing that. And, you know, we opened the lodge in the summer of 2017. Jason, our CEO, often says, new staff, new residents, new building, what could go wrong, you know? I mean, and really, I mean, there were a few hiccups, but really a smooth opening. We moved 24 people in within 10 weeks or so, and, you know, a brand new staff, and it really opened so smoothly. We were, you know, we were proud, and then, you know, a year later, 18 months later, opened the villas, and 50 new residents, you know, new dining staff, some new dining spaces, and really, that wouldn't have happened, in my opinion, without practicing some of these strategies, you know, really looking at things in bite-sized pieces, because in 2015, that all looked really overwhelming. You know, how are we going to have this, how are we going to scale what we're doing today to make sure that we try to anticipate what that is, you know, and so by having, you know, the right people around the table and setting those reasonably accessible 90-day goals and problem solving as we went, and not just putting Band-Aids on things, but really problem solving. I think, you know, we talk about being nimble. Sometimes those goals had to change, right? Like as we got down the road, we figured out what we originally thought was the direction we were going, all of a sudden wasn't, you know, we needed, but that, so that 90-day reevaluation allowed us to be flexible and nimble as well. And like I said, things aren't perfect, but things are really pretty darn good. And we have developed some skills as a team that we're able to still have that nimbleness and that ability to problem solve together. And continuing, you know, to set those, again, those 90-day goals. And, you know, now I have 3 years worth of quarterly goals to look back on and really measure mm-hmm. success. And it really motivates then you to keep doing that practice. You know, it's exciting.
Well, yeah, you live in a world where you have 3,000 people or 300 people, depending on you, who live there. You have 300 people who, you know, can form their own opinions on how things are. And you have to respond to those 300 people because they live there.
Yeah, it's their home. We hired a chef a few years ago, and he had owned a local restaurant. And he said, you know, if I had a regular in my restaurant, you know, maybe they'd come in a couple of times a week. But my regulars here eat 2 or 3 times a day in my restaurant. Yeah. And so, you know, we have to be good because, you know, it's not like if they get mad, they can go find something else. Yeah. You know, this is their home. And so, yeah, I think it's a really nice partnership between residents and staff. You know, we have a lot of resident committees, so they have a voice because, yeah, it's their home, and we need to make sure that it's a comfortable place. Living in community is a whole different thing for most of us. Haven't done it since college, right? And mm-hmm. so figuring out how to live in community and make decisions for the best of the majority is...
Some of us didn't even do it then.
Right.
That's
yeah,
right.
I suppose that's true. No, yeah.
It is a very different lifestyle and mm-hmm. one that takes a little getting used to, but it's also a situation that has to be managed on mm-hmm. a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can be so rewarding. You know, I mean, you see neighbors supporting neighbors and staff supporting staff and staff supporting residents. Really, it's a pretty amazing thing to be a part of. Yeah.
Well, I hope that everybody listening got a few tips on how to make a few goals happen in the year 2020.
Awesome.
All right, Carla Wilton, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
A Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.